Farming Ag Report for Monday, August 15, 2022. First American Farms, LLC, CEO and President Linda King recently announced a purchase of land for a kosher packing plant near Wheatland on U.S. Route 26, about 4 miles from Interstate 25. King says the building process is anticipated to begin next spring and will take about 14 months. After the first year of operating, King expects to process 3,000 cattle per day, the maximum amount the plant will handle. The plant is expected to employ approximately 400 people. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's new Big Game Conservation Partnership pilot rewards Wyoming landowners for providing viable ecological services for the public good, including direct compensation through 10 to 15-year habitat leases. USDA is contributing an initial $15 million for stewardship activities in Fremont, Hot Springs, Lincoln Park, Sublette, and Teton counties. For more information, go to usda.gov.
Accessible voting is easy in Wyoming. For persons with disabilities, the Help America Vote Act requires polling places to be physically accessible. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires states to provide accommodations for people with disabilities. Service animals are welcome. Call the PNA Voter Hotline at 1-877-249-6167 for additional information. Wyoming voting, where equality means accessibility.
U.S. sugar consumption is up along with prices as weather, supply chain problems, and speculators disrupt the industry. Officials and regulators said here last week at the International Sweetener Symposium, sponsored by the American Sugar Alliance. After years of concern in the industry, American consumers during the COVID-19 pandemic increased their sugar consumption. According to a recent report, high spot sugar prices were accompanied by ongoing logistical issues at all levels, trucks, trains, containers, and labor shortages at many ingredient processing and food manufacturing plants. There's also growing concern about sugar supplies and prices in 2023. Sugar crops are not being sold in advance as they normally would be because of underlying weather and supply chain problems. The stress began 2 years ago with weather-related reduction in the beet crop, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic.
As spring and summer approach, you may be thinking of adding some trees to the yard or installing a fence at your house. But keep in mind, it's illegal to dig or excavate without knowing what's below. Calling 811 at least 2 business days prior to an excavation will allow utility members to mark their lines. This free service offered by One Call of Wyoming will help keep you and your property safe. For more information, go to onecallofwyoming.com and remember to call 811 with any future excavation projects you may have.